Och jämför med en rejse med mig. In the middle of Sif Aleph, we had said that if a Yidin Agoy make a shutfis, so the proper thing would be im Hishru Mitchila Bishor Shabor Lishnateif Shiyis Chara Shabbos Leini Yehudi Levadoi Imaat V'im Harbei Ischayim Echot Kenegiyim Shabbos LeYisrael Levadoi. I mean, the proper thing would be like this, that we are partners for 5 days of the week. And that we divide the prophets equally. In Shabbos and Sunday, we are not partners. Shabbos, it belongs to the Goy. Everything belongs to the Goy, and the prophets also belong to the Goy. And Sunday, everything belongs to the Yid. And that would be the proper thing to do, and that is... And if it ends up like this, there's no shaila whatsoever. V'imloi ishnu b'tchila. But what is if there was this condition was not made? So if this condition was not made, so let us appreciate the problem. So it comes out, we hear these two are shutim, and if we'll make this dreidel that the Goy will work Shabbos and he'll work Sunday. So then it seems that each one has to work a day and the Goy is working for him on Shabbos and he's working for the Goy on Sunday. And it would seem that that's no good, because it seems that the Goy is working for him on Shabbos. In return, he works for the Goy on Sunday. So, but this is also for the Goy to work for him on Shabbos, and that's what it looks like. So therefore, kshevoyu lachloi, when they're going, the Goy is working on Shabbos. Kshevoyu lachloi, noitel eine yudi schar ha-shabbos iskulo. So the Goy is going to take it. The schar that all the prophets that came in on Shabbos, he'll take for himself. The Yid isn't taking anything of this prophet. So then there's no problem. The Goy worked on Shabbos, he's taking the prophet on Shabbos. Vahashar, and he's entitled to take the prophet on Shabbos because he's a shutim and he worked on Shabbos. Vahashar, he'll kin oisai. The rest, the 6 days of the week, they'll divide equally. V'im loy hoyo schar ha-shabbos yadua. What if we don't know exactly how much money was made on Shabbos? Yitel ha'ini Yehudi levadoi shviyis ha-schar v'chelkim ha-shab. So we do the next best eitzim. We take the profit for all 7 days was $700. Let us say, we don't know exactly how much he made on Shabbos, so he's going to take a seventh for himself. And we can assume that was more or less what was made on Shabbos, and the rest, the $600 left, then each one will take $300. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodem Zayin. V'im loy hisnu b'tchile, kosav stoma leser b'loy hisnu. That means, without a tnai, he cannot have a chelik of that which was done on Shabbos. Kosav stoma leser b'loy hisnu. Vafilu imloi omaloi, he didn't tell him, avoid ata b'shabbos v'ani b'chol. Now, we have to understand, saying such a statement is treif. Avoid ata b'shabbos v'ani b'chol means you're going to work for me Shabbos, and I'll work for you on Sunday. And that's no good, because it comes out the Goy is working for me on Shabbos. But he didn't tell him that, number one. וגם בשעת חלוקים לא יזכה לא ישל שבת. When they divided the prophets, he didn't say that we're dividing the prophets from Shabbos also. He didn't mention Shabbos. Ela loite lach loit imoi stam b'shavet. That means the Mechaber is speaking about that the going word Shabbos, they're not talking about Shabbos, they're not making any chishbonis. They want to divide equally the prophets. To each one, there was a $700 profit a week. Each one wants to get $350. A fillah he also given shalai hisno kaidem shenishtatlo. If it was lay hisno, so this is also. This is, they cannot divide, and we will see later, if there would be hisno, there's a knife in the one that's mutaf. But over here, if lay hisno, and no one is talking about Shabbos, this is also. This is also. We'll understand this a little better soon. Let's go a little further into the Haggah. The Yesh Matirim Haschar B'diyevet. Others are Matir B'schar B'diyevet Afilu Loi Hisnu V'chol Kustav. Others are Mako, if the guy worked on Shabbos, they didn't say anything, they didn't mention anything about the Shabbos, and they divide, each one takes half of the profits. So there are other poskim that are Mata to do this. Venerali, and the Ramah says, Behavsted Godel Yesh Lismech Olayu. So there's a Hefsed Godel, we can rely on this. And without a Hefsed Godel, this is also. Now, let's express some mercy what happened over here. The Chokostam. So the Gemara is speaking about that there was no Hasno. The going works on Shabbos, and they divided up the prophets equally. Hainu, what does that mean? Chokostam, Shabbishas, Chalukim, Loi, Hiskel, Loi, Yisrael, as a Shabbos. We didn't mention the Shabbos. Loi, Ma, to tell them, Atov, Kito, Kenedim, Yema, Molcha, you worked one day, the Shabbos, Rani, Eto, Kenedim, Yema, Molim, Bechel, I worked Sunday. Because the minute you say that you worked Shabbos and I worked Sunday, so that means you worked for me on Shabbos and I worked for you on Sunday, and that is awesome. The minute we talk about that, what the Goy did on Shabbos, so that is consistent. So we're taking consideration, you worked Shabbos and I worked Sunday, so you worked for me and I worked for you. They didn't say one word. Elechoku stam b'shove. We make $700, you take $350, I take $350. V'gamayri shloi omaloi b'tchile, in the beginning, he didn't tell him, avoidat on b'shabbos when he ever connect b'cho b'chil. Elo ha'eni Yehudi osho me'atzmoi shloi b'tzibuye. The guy went on his own accord, and he worked Shabbos. Very nice of him. He worked Shabbos alone, and I worked Sunday alone. But no one mentioned one word what we are doing. Because if a word was mentioned, so then you're working Shabbos, I'm working Sunday. The goli daitoi the shluchai oya al Shabbos. Because the minute we speak about Shabbos, so Pshat is that you worked for me on Shabbos, who am al kenegdei b'chayl, kiva, shemitchila hutal al shneyem yachad. That means, this was Loihisnu. So Loihisnu means we made a partnership. Mishad, the partnerships, we have to work together all 7 days. So if the guy worked on Shabbos and I worked on Sunday, so the normal understanding of this is we're partners, he works for you on Shabbos, and the minute we say work for you on Shabbos, so he's working for you on Shabbos, and that is also, and you're getting a chalak of what he worked for you on Shabbos. The second day you held, but if they don't mention one word, the guy did this on his own because no one is talking. The guy did this, the guy for Satan Asik, and the guy worked on Shabbos. He knows the Yid doesn't work on Shabbos, and the Yid worked on Sunday because the guy worked on Shabbos. But no one said anything specifically about this. So there are 2 days. The first day you held this is also. This is also because if it was Loi Yisnu, you are partners in such an action of a partner that he works on Shabbos, means he's working for you and you're working for him. So without saying anything, actions speak louder than words. You are partners, and we understand from what is happening that he worked for you on Shabbos, and you worked for him on Sunday, and you're getting a chelek of the work that he, the promise that he works for you on Shabbos. So the first day you hold, this is also. Unless you made a tonight. If you made a tonight, this is a new situation. We're not partners. We're only partners 5 days a week. And Shabbos, the business belongs to you and something belongs to me. Then that's the thing. But the minute the partnership was not created in such a fashion, so then we are partners, and that's how we understand what was being done. So the first day you hold, it's also, you cannot, whatever money was made on Shabbos, you cannot pay. And back to what we say, and the Gemara says, the Moshaim Hesed, we could be Mekel. If no one says one word, we can be Mekel, and we can divide the prophets equally. Fine. Vida, the whole Hasif Azem Mayri, this Hasif is speaking about Shay Yisroel, but Yaini Yehudi ain't Shutrim, the Guk Atano, the Merchitz. The Shutrim in the Tano and the Merchitz, the Shutrim, the Tano belongs to both of them. And both of them are working on it, so that is. So then we have this Issam. That if the guy works on Shabbos, the Allah is the guy should take all the prophets on Shabbos. Abel, in Ein Le'eni Yehudi Helik Begufa Tano. Now he's going to talk about a new case. The partnership was completely different. We bought a Tano, but the partnership was like this. Now, I bought a tana, and you're going to bake. And we're going to divide the profits. So that means we sell $100 worth of bread each day. So you take 50, I take 50. It's my tana, your services, and that's what we're doing. So now, in this case, there never was an obligation on the Yid to work. He doesn't work. His chalik of the partnership is, it's his stand-up. The great chalik of the partnership is that he's working. Right. So now we'll see like this. So, hola, see, for some way, she saw the new name, Shutrim, the Gufatana, the Shutrim sign, the Tana, Amelchis, and the male, they're also Shutrim in the work that has to be done. Abel. He gets a chelik in the prophets, Bishvil Shuoika Masin Katana, he dates. יש אומרים, גוי מהני בזה אפילו כשמאסת מתחילה, תאו את אוכל ככה בשבס, ואני ימיך עוד אוכל. Afilu, they'll make such an agreement that you work on Shabbos, I work on Sunday, in the beginning of the Shutvis. Why? The Kivin, Shegu Hatano, who shall Yisrael? If the Shutvis was together with the work, so we said, that you're going to work on Shabbos, I'm going to work on Sunday, and these days we're not Shutvin. But if the Guf Atano belongs to the Yid, and Havolei Kemaskir Loi Kanuvai Al Shabbos, so it comes out like this. The guy who is baking on Shabbos is baking in my Tano. So I'm letting you use my Tano Shabbos. That means like this. In this case, the agreement would be, if they made up you're going to work Shabbos, so the agreement would be as follows. You work Shabbos, so you're using my Tana for free. You don't have to pay me anything for my Tana on Shabbos. And on Sunday, you're going to work, and I don't have to pay you for your services. And that'll be the Yotmach. So the Yotmach was that you're working Shabbos, and you don't have to say, you're using my Tana Shabbos. So theoretically, you're deriving benefit from my Tana, and you don't have to pay me for it. But you know what you'll pay me? You'll pay me Sunday. You'll work the whole day Sunday, and I'll get the profits on Sunday. You'll get the profits on Shabbos. I'll get the profits on Sunday. So here there's a new problem of Shachar Shabbos. That means, why are you working Sunday for free? Because you use my Tano on Shabbos, it's my Tano. So all the time, and then in the middle of the week, you're using my Tano, you make $100, you give me $50 for using my Tano, you take $50 for your service. That's in the middle of the week. Shabbos, you're going to taste all the profits. You take $100 profits, but I'm telling you, you know, Shabbos, you worked, you took $100. Sunday, you can give me $100. So it's going to come out. The work you're doing for me on Sunday is a payment for that you use my Tana on Shabbos. And that is Shachar Shabbos. That means you are using my Tana. So we'll make such an agreement. If we're going to make such an agreement, and you're going to take all the money on Shabbos, and I'm going to take all the money on Sunday, but in this case, the longest of this agreement is, you use my Tana for free on Shabbos, you didn't pay for this, my Tana, and you didn't pay me anything for the usage of my Tana. So Sunday, you'll make bread, and that'll be, I'll get those for the whole profits. So this falls into Shachar Shabbos. Havaleke maskeloi tanuloi al Shabbos, sheyasikloi. He's renting him out his tano on Shabbos, and he's allowed to use it, Bishvil ze'asra, and you're going to pay me, yoymechot shelchil, that Sunday, you're going to give me all the profit, but also little Shachar Shabbos. So then, if that is the shutvis, it is not permissible. V'ay in the mogen Avraham shemastik the shloche shlohachma kidei zu that this is also b'daf keboyven ze shohu shaloi v'ahavlov that he's getting, that means he's working for him Sunday. He's giving him the profits for Sunday, the profits of Sunday. This is that payment for the usage of the Tana on Shabbos. So he's getting Chal Shabbos Shloi Velbo. Avolim hu bahavlo. But this hurdle we can overcome. If the rental of the Tana will be bahavlo, kigay. Sha'ima la'ife. He's going to tell the Beisha as follows. Toil ato shnayim ushloisha yomim. You're going to go and bake 2 or 3 days. And you're going to take all the profits of 2 or 3 days. One of the 3 days is Shabbos. Va'ani shnayim ushloishim yomim. And I'll take profits for 3 days. So Memele, so when he's paying him, one of these 3 days is Shabbos. So when he's paying him for the 3 days, he's paying him for the rental of Shabbos, Friday and Thursday. So Bekitza, so he gives him, he's paying him for a rental of 3 days. So then, Schar Shabbos is Mutar Bavlo.
Could be
that's also Mutar, because Rav Moshe has a whole cheshbon by taking interest from a bank. So he says if the interest starts a minute before Shabbos, he has such a cheshbon. So that's also Bavlo, yeah. I think so. Shorik Shishn is a Betchilus HaShukras. V'yesh ma'achreinim she'soivrim d'loi v'inim b'zeh she'ein l'yudhi heilin v'gup atana hisna mikore. In such a shutvis, you don't need any tonight. Takel, if that is the shutvis, so the whole concept of hisnu is not necessary. The concept of hisnu was, I'm supposed to work. Both of us are supposed to work. So when you're working Shabbos alone, so you're working for me. That is the problem. So that's what we have to say, no. We're supposed to work for Shabbos 5 days a week. You're going to work for you. You're working for yourself Shabbos. I'm working for myself Sunday. So the whole problem that we needed Hisnu is when they were Shutfim, in the work also. So then there is a problem when the guy works Shabbos and the Yid works Sunday. We say that the guy that was working in Shabbos was working for the Yid. But other Achronim say if you have such a shutvis, the shutvis is that the Tano belongs to the Yid. He's not mechuyif to work. No, I'm not working. I'm supplying the Tano. You're supplying the work. So, Mamela, that when you work Shabbos, you're not working for me. I'm never supposed to work. There is only one problem. You're using my Tano, and you're paying me for my Tano. There's a problem of Schar Shabbos. There's a different problem about Schar Shabbos. So there, if it's Pablo, it's Mutter. That means this din of Hisnu that we said we have to make up, that we're only shooting for 5 days a week, and this has to be said in the beginning of the shutras, that is only if both have to work. So we have to take away this problem that looks like the guy is working for the Yid on Shabbos and he is working for the guy on Sunday. But if the Yid never has to work, so there's no. So when the guy is working on Shabbos, he's not working for the Yid because he never works. Then the only problem there is Chal Shabbos. So the minute you'll make it Bahavlo, so you'll say that you get 3 days the old prophet. I'll get 3 days. So then the problem of Chal Shabbos falls off. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. Just the Gemara. V'yesh oimrim. Now, others say, and this is going to be, we're speaking about now, that if there are shutvims, they bought something, the shutvims, they're working, the shutvims. So there's a problem if the goyel works Shabbos, It seems that the guy is working for the Yid on Shabbos, because really the Yid should have been working. So there's a problem. That's why we need a hasna. The Yesh Oimrim, others say, Amor Likakula. Shekol ze loy mayri, ele beshutris, shekol echod oise biyoymoy. That means the shutris is that each one works a day. I mean, he works one day, the guy works the other day. So each one, mikad the shutris, has to work a day. So then if the guy will work on Shabbos, so it looks like he's working for the Yid. That means there's a day that you owe. So it looks like he's working for the Yid. Avol kshishneim oikim biyachad kol yemeyachav. But if the shutra says, we work together. And not I have to work a day and you work a day. Avol the shutra says, kshishneim oikim biyachad kol yemeyachav. So I come over to the guy, listen, I'm ashamed of Shabbos. I want to make a shutra for you. The shutra says, we're going to work together 6 days of this. Well, that is the shutra. And that's it. Shabbos, if the shutra says, we're working together, I don't work on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a working day. I mean, there's no shutra whatsoever. So Shabbos, I don't have to work and you don't have to work. So that was the Okmah. Ubi Shabbos, oitik ein Yehudi levanoi. Now Shabbos, the goy, it's a short, it's Shabbos, you have a melchis, you have a tano, and the goody, you understand, he isn't working. So he wants to work himself. In such a case, muta lachlik imai kolaschav, they're allowed to divide. If the guy is masking to give him half the profit, he's allowed to take it, which we said before, without hisna is not permissible. So the guy wants to give him half the profit, it's mutter. The ain't Yehudi adaita denavshe kovit. The guy is working on Shabbos not because of the shutris, because the shutris was only, we work together, so Shabbos are not working. So he's doing it for his own benefit. Ve'ein ha-Yisroel nene b'meleches b'melachtei b'Shabbos, kiven she'ein ha-melocho m'teles olam lasais. That means that here we don't consider that the guy is working for him on Shabbos, because this whole problem is only when there was an agreement that each one has to work a day, so then it looks like that the guy is working for the Yid on Shabbos. But if the shutras was, we work together on Shabbos, we don't work, so it doesn't look like you're working for me. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try to understand this a little bit. B'yomai, da'os, if the shutfis was that each one works a day, ki da'os, kiven da Yisrael oise kol yom echot, that the Yid is working on Sunday, Avalei en Yehudi tishluchei laseis kol yom ha-Shabbos b'shvimoi. So it looks like the guy is working for him on Shabbos and he's working for the Yid on Sunday. B'lekach bo'inon, that is the problem, if each one is working a day, she'yasme mikol ha'chenal. V'shos v'achoinim, a similar case, the Hu'adin, the wedding many Yehudi Nosan Mois Li Yisraelis Aseg Vehem Bechel. If the guy gave the Yid money to do business with them, Bechel, So so the yid is supposed to do business every day. It's the guy's money, and the yid is doing business. All the Shabbos misaseku, and Shabbos, the guy is going to do business with the money. So here's also the same thing, because here the work was mutar on the soul to do the work. It's the guy's money, and the yid is supposed to do the work. So the guy is doing the work on Shabbos, so it looks like the guy is doing it from Dosli, so the Kabbalman is Chal min HaRevach Shemei would be Shabbos. Ela in Kain, Yasna Yisrael Imei Mikola, unless he will also make a Knai, so Yimutu Olov Yeme Shabbos Klau. That Shabbos, I don't work on Shabbos, there's no chiv on me to work on Shabbos. Do you have hohi? Even the Malach HaZeis Mutelus al Yisrael, then you the Isis Lichusay also. So that is, so we're saying places where you need a Tanai. But here he's saying a case where you don't need a Tanai, and that case is, if the Shutfis was that they both work each day in the Shutfis. In Shabbos, the guy decides to work for himself. So here, a night they did not seek of it, Bishmil Helke. The Havalei, that means it's like this. He's working on a tunnel that belongs to both of them. The Yi doesn't have to work today. That was the Ogma. So Adaita Dinashika of it. So he's working for himself. Mishmul Helte. The Avuleika Onis, the Mutter Medine. That means he is working on the Shutras de Ketano. The reason he's doing it, because it's worthwhile for him, like this, Mitan Be'etzim Shutras, it's a 6-day week. He decides to work on Shabbos because he's going to get a profit by working on Shabbos. Chanal b'reishim and reishim and gimuf. V'shtivin shehu le'keyach b'peiris, he's going to get a chelik of the peiris. Ovid adayte dinamshe, v'chelik ha'yisrael, nishbach memele, that is by a notice. V'hu adin kan. So it's the same thing over here. That that what it looks like that the guy is working from is not applicable over here because Avmach was only working 6 days b'shutvis. So here, he's working for himself, and the guy indeed gets a chelik of the prophet because it's a shutvis to ke tano. Oh, the shambos of the tano mishum arisayim, sheyaymu shirayu, v'kam lekam arisayim, V'akol yoidim sheyesh le'ini Yehudi chelik boi, v'ashutris the maras ayin falls off, because everyone knows the guy is also a shutif. V'ein ha'yisroel nenet, v'atzoloimel, v'hanosay who, he does get a profit, v'akano de memele. That means if he's working on the shutras and things, so he gets a chelik of the prophet. Avol eine Yehudi oisa malachtoi mishviloi lahanoisoi, but the guy is not working for him. The levi kishluchay bazeh, even they mutol klau al yisro bazalasik b'shabbos. So that means in this shutras, the agreement was we work together, and Shabbos I'm not going to work together. So this union that is looking like he's working for him is not applicable because I don't have to work on Shabbos. The bochel mehana mimshneim b'Shabbos ain't a yud yochel lechayfe sheyatzu timay. He can't force him to work. Shemachim b'madi adai se dinam sheovid. He's doing for himself. But Lemaise, he should get paid by Havlo. The Ilavochi Merze Kischal Shabbos. It looks like Schal Shabbos because I mean, the guy's really working for himself. And he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch a rab that really didn't have to give him anything because, I don't know, he had to give him anything or because Lamaise, the Tano is the Shutris, so he's working on his Tano also, or Kaponin. So it's even though the guy is doing it for himself, so Al Kaponin, he should pay him Ba'adlo. Now, let us see these names, and perhaps we'll get a little clearer, and what we're learning till now. We'll understand what the problem was in what we learned today. Heike shehisno b'tchila. If there was a hasno b'tchila, that means they made up the Yashutfin 5 days a week. That was the beginning of the Shutfin. We had Shutfin 5 days a week. Shabbos, you're going to work. That's your Asik. Sunday, I'm going to work. That's my Asik. And that was Dovmach. In this case, when the guy works on Shabbos, there's no problem whatsoever. It doesn't look like the guy is working for the Yid, because we had the Shutfis of this Asik. We shut him only for 5 days. Shabbos is your day, Sunday is my day. If later, b'shas chalukim, nisrat ha'eni Yehudi lachlek b'shavet, b'shas chalukim, the guy is masking. I mean, let's say Shabbos, there was a bumper day, and he made a lot of profit, and Sunday he didn't make, and the guy is masking to divide it equally. Musel. Now, so here we are staying with Hasno. It is Musel if the guy is masked. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll be able to put all the threads together from the halachos we have learned till now. Nisrat sein yehudi. What's a loyma? Sha'olo lefi ma shehisno, ein rav ma'at. It came the way the Ovmach was. We shook them 5 days a week. You, if it's yours, Shabbos, it's mine Sunday. Whatever profits come in Shabbos, that's yours. We're not shook them. Whatever comes in Sunday is mine. And it came out, Al Chelik Shabbos, Yoyser, Myoim Echos, Achel, Shel, Yisrael. It came out that the guy made $1,000 on Shabbos, he made $5 on Sunday. Ubishas chalukin, nisrat lachlech b'shabbat. Ubishas chalukin, the guy is asking to split it up equally. Afilohi loyam rinu, digoli milsala mafreden yehudi a yishluchi v'mleche Shabbos. Now, how do we understand this? I mean, we're dividing equally, so Pshat is he works for him Shabbos and he works for him Sunday. No, that's not Pshat, because it's not true. We made up, we only shook from 5 days a week. If he's masking, if he's masking, it's very nice of him, he's giving him a matone. Even the Yisrael Mitzchila, Shiyi, Yoyim, HaShabbos, Shayach, Loyim, Mavadai. So if the guy decides to give him a half of the Schar Shabbos, this is mutter. V'davke sherizui shal eini Yehudi sheviya chaluki mishava hayav v'sam. Now we'll understand everything. No one said a word. We didn't make Cheshbonis, how much you make Shabbos, how much Sunday. We didn't talk about this. Yes, the guy, you're masking, we should divide up equally, and the guy was masking. So here, Bistome, there was a Ritzi Bistome, so it's mutter to take half of the profits. Because we say that he's not taking care of the problems because the guy worked for him on Shabbos. We didn't make any chishbainis. It was masking. Shaloi al yidei asiyas hezben mirever shnei yomim. We didn't make a hezben, you made a thousand, I made five. Listen, the next week can be fakas. We didn't say any hezbenis. Avol imbo al yidei asiyas hezben, Shin Yisroel Omer Leini Yehudi B'Shavs Chaluke Hakshakalta B'Shavs Kufsus. You made a hundred of them. You should come here. Achel Nuzadi. Ma'le Liyachison. Listen. Vayideide Nisrata Hayeini Yehudi Lahashlin Moi. Kakrasavsi Le'el Besit Kotten Hei Shiyesh Deyes Vose. So it comes out like this. If they're going to start talking, you made so much, I made so much, let us, you know, it could work out the other way around also. By talking like this, it seems that the whole upmark was arome. It looks like the whole thing was arome. You're talking like this, and the left and right equally. So that means, we said the Shabbos is yours, they tell their mind, they're not this. This is your job, and we'll divide equally. The minute you start talking about how much was made each day, that shows us that the first agreement was the harome, and then it's also. If they don't say anything, and there was a hasno, that's Shabbos is your day, Sunday is my day, and then the going meets out, the Sunday is matkim without this brainless what was made Shabbos and Sunday tonight equally, then it is mutter. And that is only mutter if there was asnor, and if there was no asnor, and they didn't speak out anything befeilish, they were chaylik besomer, and that we had 2 days when we started learning today, according to the Mechaber, even though it's some, it is also since there was no asnor, and the Ramah was Makos, the Ramah said that even though there was no asnor, it's some, it is mutter. Shabbos is a very complicated element.
First, yeah. Really, but you can't kind of like why you made 100 bucks.